Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Some people think you're distant, just some words on a page, that you're nothing more than fables handed down along the way. But I've seen you part the waters where no one else could pull me from. That's who you are to me.
Some people think you just live in cathedrals made of stone, but I know you live inside my heart. I know that it's your home. And I've seen you in a sunset and in the eyes of a stranger on the street. That's who you are to me.
You're amazing, faithful, love's open door. When I'm in, hunger for more of your mercy, your goodness, Lord, you're the air that I breathe. That's who you are to me. Who you are to me. Sometimes I have my doubts, I'm sure that everybody does, and I wonder when I stumble, am I still worthy of your love?
But I know that I get stronger when I'm talking to you down on my knees.
You're everything I need. You're amazing, faithful, love's open door. When I'm in, you feel me, hunger for more of your mercy, your goodness, Lord.
Hi, Jenny. This is Rhonda. I can't hear you. I don't know if anybody else can, but I'm not able to hear you.
All right. Let me open you back up again, Rhonda.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you
I
hear
can
me
hear
now,
you
Rhonda?
Loud and clear. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
great.
I can hear you. Okay.
Okay. I was prepared this time. I had my phone already dialed in so that if y'all couldn't hear me, that all I had to do was click on my own number. So that works. I appreciate you very much, ma'am. All right. Well, you just kind of go with the flow, don't you? Sometimes we just do what's necessary to make it work. But Annie, I want to welcome each and every one. Thank you guys for being here tonight. Thank you for waiting. And anyhow, I hope y'all had a great holiday last week, that you've had a good week. It's been kind of an unusual week for us. Friday was a wonderful day. I got Dixie checked, and yes, she's pregnant for a baby for next year, so that was a big yay. And then one of our cows that we had bred, looked, everything had gone good with that. And so I was like, hey, yeah, you know, two double goods. But then Saturday ended up being a bit stranger day. We had a storm blow through that. Actually, I had got up and had gone to Longview. So I was in Longview tending to some things, and my husband was here. As I was driving home, I saw a little bit of light rain, you know, as I was coming back home, and I'm going, oh, thank you, Lord, it's raining, because we were really needing it. And I was just thanking the Lord, we got rain. Well, when I rounded the corner, I see one of the horse barns is flipped upside down and over the fence, and I'm like, what? Anyhow, come to find out, Hollis, he said that, I don't know if it's some kind of downburst or straight wind or whatever, but we had one barn that was 18 by 24. You know, like a big loafing shed that was for Dixie and her baby. And a straight wind coming out of the south went right under it and jerked it completely up out of the ground and flipped it over the fence, kind of partly on the fence. Praise God, the mare and baby was not hurt. And you know, nobody was hurt. None of the horses, none of the dogs, nothing like that. Nobody was hurt. But and I think most of the building will be salvageable, probably 60% of it, maybe 70% of it. But it's going to be quite a chore, particularly in the summer heat, to take it apart and have to, you know, reassemble it and then add, you know, have to buy some more material and all. I feel so sorry for my poor husband. He's worked so hard on this place and then have to redo that. And then that same day got news that my little 15-year-old great-nephew passed away. So wasn't necessarily expecting to pass away then. We knew he was born with a serious heart defect, so, you know, the diagnosis had not been good for most of his life, but didn't necessarily expect it right then. And I praise God that about 3 weeks ago I had invited him and his mom and dad up, and they had got to come visit, and we got to take them out to eat lunch and all of that. So that was wonderful, because I've really only been around him a few times because they didn't live in the area. But he's with Jesus now, and he's healed and well, and he's getting to meet his wonderful grandma or great-grandma that would be my mother-in-law in heaven. So that part's really awesome. But I want to read. Initially tonight, what I kind of had on my mind was talking to us about our dependency on Jesus, our dependency on the Lord, and certainly we're dependent on the Lord. And you know, sometimes we end up getting dependent on other people or putting too much faith, too much confidence in other people, or sometimes self-dependence, you know, that we're so independent that we think, well, I can do things. But it seemed like at the last few minutes that started to change some, and I really felt led to kind of go a different route. But I want to read just one short scripture in Daniel 11:32. It says, "The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits." And it's just so true. Since Corey has just passed away, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I know Randy's been talking a lot about Julie and things like that, but just some various things. You know, Our faith is in God, and I know all of you have probably heard teachings about we try not to put faith in our faith, because we can do that. We can think, oh, man, I'm a real believer, and I believe strong, and I've been praying a lot, and I've been fasting, and, you know, I can believe. And that's putting faith in our faith, not necessarily faith in what Jesus did, and just that total dependency that let God be true and every man a liar, that God is faithful, and our part's really just to be obedient and to trust him and just believe that he is who he is. And I remember Corey's mom and dad, when they got married and tried to get pregnant, had difficulty getting pregnant. There was a problem there, and they spent, I'm going to say, probably 2 years, close to 2 years trying to get pregnant.
lots of medical help. Finally did manage to get pregnant. And when Corey was born, he was in the Dallas hospital. But when he was born, we got word that he had some major problems, heart problems, one of his major problems, and he was expected probably not to live, you know, maybe just a few days, a few hours, a few days, they didn't know. And I felt so impressed in my heart, just really felt the Lord saying, go pray for him, go pray for him. And I told Hollis, you know, they were in Dallas, which, you know, they were 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours from us. And I told him, I said, we have got to go pray for Corey. We have got to drive up there. You know, and a lot of people say, well, you can pray from home. And it's like, yeah, and we did. But what I sensed from God was we've got to go up there. We have got to go to that hospital and pray for Corey. And so the next morning we jumped up and we headed to Dallas. And I remember when we walked in that waiting room that really was kind of just right there by the room where he was, and there was already a number of kinfolk in there, and you could feel death. You could feel like a spirit of death when you walked into the waiting room. And as I sat down for a minute, because, you know, it was an ICU area, and they would only let like one or two at a time come in there with their mom and dad. I'm listening to the conversations, and I mean, the people in the room were already like planning his funeral. You know, they were already talking about poor Penny and Curtis, and, you know, well, I wonder where they'll bury him at, and all this kind of stuff. And it honestly infuriated me, to be quite honest. And I thought, you know, y'all are already talking about him like he's dead. And it, you know, I didn't know how most of them believed and things like that, but it really didn't sit well with my spirit. It didn't sit well with me. I'm like, uh-uh. So I'm praying under my breath and just declaring he will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Well, finally, they let us come in the room, and so we got to go in there and see him. He's just the tiniest little thing and had all these tubes and things on him. And, of course, Penny and Curtis were more than happy for us to pray for him. And I didn't touch him, just kind of stretched our hand out, but I remember. Yeah, and I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel anything. I didn't hear anything right then. But just prayed for him and hugged them and encouraged them, you know, that God was still God and that Jesus was still the healer and not to give up and to keep expecting a miracle. And then when we left, and I don't remember if it was before we left the hospital or on the way home, anyhow, I saw like in just a, you know, not an open vision, but like in my heart, in my mind, I saw Corey as a little boy playing drums. And his mom and dad, both very musical and played instruments in church. I don't know if they were, I don't know if they were Baptist or what they were, but anyhow, but I knew that they played instruments in church. But I saw Corey playing drums as a little boy. And I told Hollis, I said, he's not going to die. I see him playing drums, you know, in church. And I said, you know, it's as a child, I see him playing drums. So I knew he was not going to die despite what they were saying. And sure enough, he did live. I mean, he did live. He had problems, had to have surgery, and I think they flew him out. I don't know if he was 6 months old or something. He had to go to California and have surgery. And then I think, again, maybe as a 7 or 8 year old, he had surgery again and was supposed to have surgery again as like a 10 or 11 year old. But some of the arteries or whatever had hardened and they were not able to do surgery. But the thing is God did do what he showed me. And sure enough, you know, Hollis had told me one time, he had talked to Curtis and said, Corey's playing drums in the church. And it thrilled my heart. It didn't surprise me, but it thrilled my heart. And it's like, God, you did what you said you would do, at least what he put in my heart, you know, and said, oh, Corey's playing drums in the church. And then here about a year ago, they moved to Longview. And then sure enough, even they did let him go to public school a little bit, but sent us a picture. He was actually playing drums in school in the band. He didn't get to do it for very long because he just wasn't strong enough to hold up to the marching, you know, because his little heart just, you know, was not
not allowing him to have the energy. But it's like, you know, I look back over that, and it's like, you know, God had purpose, even in his little 15-year-old life, God had purpose for him. And he got to worship the Lord in drums, even as a child. But it's like, we never know, you know, if we're just obedient, what God will do. You know, and it's not, like I said, I didn't feel anything when I prayed for him up there. I didn't hear a word from God to give his parents or anything other than that, just encouragement and love. You know, just encouragement and love. But, and it seems like it was on the way home. I don't remember totally, but it seems like it was on the way home that I saw that of him playing drums as a child. And I don't know if he was like 8 or 9, maybe something like that, when he started playing drums in church. But it's like, God did that. And, of course, today he's healed and he's getting to meet his nanny and all that good stuff. But it's your heart. You know, that was their only child. And you know, he spent really basically his whole life, you know, sickly to some degree, or weak anyhow. But a beautiful kid and a wonderful little boy that had so much talent and so much, so much heart, you know, so much heart to live. But, you know, I'm sure you guys can look back through your life at the times that God has done things that just surprised you, you know, just because you believed him, or just because maybe he told you to go do it, you know. And I tell you stories just to help build your faith and to help you guys to know that God will use, he'll use anyone that will obey him, anybody that will trust him. You know, a number of years back when my sister was alive, her husband, Hollis, and I that day had gone, we had taken a horse up, kind of up in the South Fort Worth area to drop a horse off. So we were hours away. And my brother-in-law had gone, I think up to, actually he might have met Randy that day. I think he was picking up a camera or something from Randy. But anyhow, he was gone up to the Rockwell area. Well, on his way to drive back, he started having a heart attack. And so he just drove straight. He had already had a couple, so this was like his third heart attack. And so he went straight to Tyler, to the hospital. And my sister was in Henderson, and I remember she called me, and she said, "Where are y'all?" And I said, "Well, we're," and at that time I don't remember where we were, but we were somewhere between Dallas and Tyler. And I said, you know, told her where we were, and she said, "Can y'all go by the hospital and pray for Clark?" She said he had, you know, was coming back from Walkwall, started having a heart attack. She's, you know, and I said, sure. You know, we were pulling the horse trailer. I didn't know where we would park, but we, you know, we were going to be going right through Tyler. So we whipped through there and found a place, you know, a little ways from the hospital, and parked the truck and trailer, and we went in. And, you know, they had him in one of the little side rooms of the emergency part, you know, some of the little rooms. And he was laying there, and they had already checked him and had done some work, you know, and there's some kind of blood test or something they can do that will say whether or not enzymes or something that they can tell if you've had a heart attack. And it had showed that he had had a heart attack, or a mild one. And but his white blood cell count was off the charts. I mean, it was crazy. I don't remember what it was now, if it's like 20,000 or something. I just remember it was just crazy. The white blood cell count was just off the charts. And they had already scheduled him to have, like, maybe put in a stent the next morning to do the stuff where they run the dye through your arteries and run the little camera up through there to see how much damage there's been to the heart. And actually, it had already showed that he had a heart attack. And they had him on medication. It was like, okay, why is the white blood cell count that high? So anyhow, we went in and just went ahead and said, well, you know, we're going to pray for you. And, you know, I mean, we're not shouting to the Lord or anything like that. It was just, you know, quietly in the room, stretch out our hands. Well, when I stretched my hand out, I felt like the power of God. You know, I felt the power of God when I stretched my hand out and went to touch his arm. And Clark felt it, because I saw his eyes. And he said, "Man, I felt something when you touched me." And I just said, "You know, praise God." So we prayed for him, visited him with a little bit, and left and went on home. Well, the next morning, we get a call. I think it was Clark that called, or maybe I think it was Clark that called. And I called and said that they had, the next morning when they had checked him again, said that his white blood cell count was almost normal the next morning. And they went ahead and did the, and I can't remember what you call that, arteriogram or whatever it's called. They went ahead and did that, and when they checked, they found no blockages, and they found no damage. You know, when they did all of the stuff, they found no damage to his heart. They found no blockages in his arteries, and said his white blood count was almost completely normal. It was just barely off. So it was, praise God. You know, I'm just always amazed at what God does. And, you know, it's God doing what he wants to do. It's the Lord being faithful to his word and just being obedient. And in that time, like I said, it wasn't that I felt, which I had no idea, it wasn't that the Lord said do something. You know, my sister just called and said, would y'all go pray? And it's like, yes. But I've seen God move so faithfully. You know, and he says in his word, you know, those that trust in their God will do exploits. You know, and we're in such a time now, you know, the word talks about is that there'll be darkness and gross darkness. And as things get darker, it's the darkness doesn't outdo the glory of God. Greater is the glory of God in the earth. You know, the brightness of the Lord, the miracles and provision and things happening in the earth will be unlike we've ever seen. But, you know, you know, just like I said, when I prayed for Clark, I did feel something. But when I prayed for Corey, I didn't feel anything. And I don't know that anything changed with his situation except that he did live, or he lived for 15 years. You know, I remember one time in church, you know, and it's easy to pray for people when there's a whole group praying. You know, it's a different thing sometimes to get up and go pray for someone when it's just you. You know, you feel a little bit more pressure about that. But I was in church, and someone was having a trouble with a shoulder or a neck, something like that. And so they said, well, everybody that's kind of close to him, get up and go over and put hands on him and pray for him. And anyhow, so I stood up along with, oh, I don't know, half a dozen other people. And he had his back to me, so I reached and touched him kind of on his shoulder and prayed for him. And after we quit, he turned around and he looked at me and he said, your hand was so hot, did you feel that? And I said, I didn't. I said, no, I didn't feel anything. He said, well, it was. He said, it felt like an iron put on my back. And I think he felt a lot better than that. But see, this goes to prove that he's not necessarily doing that for us. He's doing it for his name and for his glory. And so we don't always feel anything. We don't always see something. But God moves, and he's faithful because he loves people. And Jesus died for our healing, and Jesus died for our provision and everything. You know, he came to give us life and life more abundantly. So anyhow, just to be an encouragement to you guys about God moving in this day and to trust God, just be obedient to the Lord, because you may not feel like you have an ounce of faith. I remember, well, Randy tells the story, but I was actually there that night. You know, he tells the story about one of the meetings that he came to in Longview, and how that things just seemed, he just felt like he almost felt like he couldn't do the service. Everything seemed so in a turmoil in his spirit, all these things going on. Some of that might have actually been the location. It was us, because there was some turmoil there. But he just said he just felt like he couldn't even do the service and just almost felt like leaving. And yet he stayed, and God did some wonderful, miraculous things that night. Like I said, so many of the stories that he tells, and many of those I was actually there in attendance and saw those things and heard those things. And so sometimes, you know, God moves despite us. You know, when we're thinking, well, I don't feel full of faith. Well, I don't really feel good. Well, you know, maybe I don't even like this person that I'm supposed to go pray for. You know, just any number of things. And yet God moves. You know, knowing that it's our trust is in him. Our trust is not in our abilities. Our trust is not in our gifts or anything else. Our trust is in him and what God does and what he can do. And just trust in God enough to say, God, you said do this, so I'm going to do it. And sometimes just praying for people because they've asked you to, you know, or helping them in some way. You know, we're going to see such awesome things in this day and time. We're seeing awful things in this day and time, too, things in the world, things just that to me just is mind-boggling, some of the cruelty and some of the, oh, goodness, political stuff and all this and that goes on this day and time. But God will never be undone. He'll never be outdone. Trust God and see God move and do things beyond our imagination. All right? All right. Well, I'm going to play another song and finish writing down the numbers, and then we'll start taking callers.
Forever, hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Praise the Lord, Christ is risen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Oops, let me write down, here's another number that snuck in. Some of you guys call in the partway through the program and stuff, and I look and be, oh, there's another number. All right. Well, Lord, I just thank you for each and every one. And, Father, I just speak a blessing over them, Lord. I speak, just decree breakthrough and, Lord, transformation in their lives. Lord, every need met. Lord, healing in their lives, provision in their lives. Lord, divine connections being made. Father, for the divine wisdom that they need. Lord, for the rest and the sleep, the peace in their hearts that they desire. And, Lord, that you move in their relationships. Lord, move in relationships, move in families. And, Lord, smooth out those wrinkles, smooth out those places where there's been division, when there's been a break in unity, Lord, and bring healing. Father, bring understanding, Lord. Let the love of God, Lord, just spring forth in a new way, because love never fails. Lord, I just thank you for it and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. First caller here, 502-548. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Jeannie.
How you, sir?
I'm pretty good. I'm really sorry to hear about your great nephew.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It was a little bit of a surprise. Like I said, he'd been sick really all his life, but still didn't expect him to be gone. Just boom, he was gone. I think they said he kind of went downhill, and they called hospice and said in less than 24 hours he was gone.
Wow.
But he's healed today. Yeah, thank God. That little boy was raised in church and grew up in church and was spared a lot, you know, because of the life he had, was spared of a lot of the things of the world that maybe a lot of other kids would have been exposed to. He didn't get exposed to, so praise the Lord for that. So anything new going on in your life?
Not really.
Okay.
Trucking along.
Good, good. Good stuff. All right. Well, let's pray for you. Father, thank you for Greg. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for new realms, for new heights, Lord, for new territory. Father, thank you, Lord, for a new perspective. And, Lord, in enlarging his tent, Lord, in increasing his, even increasing his desires, Lord, increasing his realm. Greg, it's kind of like, in the Bible, we have this story of when the children of Israel had gone in, and Caleb, Caleb was the one that saw the mountain. He said, Lord, I want the mountaintop. I want the mountain. And he looked, of course, he was 80 years old, but then he said, I'm as strong at 80 as I was when I was 40. And, of course, the mountaintop, there were giants in the land. They knew that God would give them victory. But see, he was looking at those prime places. He wanted that mountaintop. He wanted that place that had not yet been overcome. He wanted that place yet of the higher perspective. And it's just like, I just sense like in your heart a reaching, like that desire, and it may be something that hasn't even started developed yet. But that desire developing in you of wanting your mountaintop, of wanting that high place, of wanting to expand your tents and expand the areas and to want the more, to want those high things of God that you know is in God's word, that you know that the Lord has for you, and to not settle. A lot of people, they're like, I'm pretty comfortable right here in this valley, or I'm kind of pretty comfortable right here, and I don't have a lot of confrontation right here, and everything's kind of easing along, and I'm good, don't have a lot of extra money, but I'm able to pay my bills and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff, but I don't sense that about you, and I just sense a hunger in your heart. Like I said, it may not even be developed good yet. It may be something that's starting to develop that will be, that you'll see increasing in you, but I just sense that I want the more. I want the promises of God. I want what God has said over me. I want that mountain. I want that mountain, Lord. It's not too late. I'm not too old. I don't have things that I can't over. I'm not to the point that I can't overcome and move higher in you and Lord, achieve all that you've said and do the things that you said, Lord, that I could do. Because in all of the dreaming and the expectation, when we lay hold of what God has said that we're going to do and can do, then we know that we're not going to fail. I mean, we can lay hold of that with confidence that if God has said it and we go for it, that he'll back us up. Now, if we decide to do something that God had said that God hasn't put his stamp of approval on, well, it may work, it may not. But when the Lord has said things over us and has put it in our heart, and we know that it's God, we can go after that with gusto and know that God will be there with us every step of the way. And as long as we keep trusting him and hanging on to him and making correction where he says make correction, that God will get us there. And we can do that with confidence because we're going after his dream for us and what he has said we can have. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Greg. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in him and developing in him, Lord, that even you're instilling in him even this night, Lord, even Lord, the seeds that are planted and the things, you see, one plants, another waters, and God gives the increase. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for him, and I bless him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So anything you want to share tonight or anything in particular you want prayer about? Anything on your heart?
On my heart. Prayer,
mm-hmm.
Because you're talking about healing, and I don't do it often, but you and I have talked about it. Yesterday was National Cancer Survivors Day, so I'm happy and grateful that I'm 5.5 years out from last occurrence. So yeah, I've had it 3 times, and then had this crazy, weird, rare disease that destroys my cartilage, and it's affected so many parts of my body, including my heart. It's caused the valves to thicken. So 3 of the 4 valves leak. One they have said is moderate. The other 2 are mild, and the other one said it's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really talk about long-term effects or anything, but the disease is called alkaptonuria. It's weird. It's rare. I've had every joint in my body replaced at least once, except for my left hip. Right shoulder's been done twice. Left shoulder's been done twice. It creates a lot of havoc.
Yeah, I can see how it would.
Yeah, and it doesn't get a lot of warm fuzzies from, you know, people that want to support all these rare diseases because it doesn't kill you. So since it doesn't kill you but can be very debilitating at times, that everybody's just like, what is that? I've never heard of that. Doctors, so many medical professionals, if they'll tell you the truth, they may say, like, I've never heard of it. But what I heard the most is I think I remember reading about it in medical school. But most of the medical professionals I've seen have said that I've never seen a patient with it.
Yeah.
So on that respect, that there's only been one case that's ever in the history of the disease that was healed, and it was a guy who it's generated through the liver. Your body overproduces an acid and it's generated through the liver. And the only guy that was ever cured of it had the entire alphabet of hepatitis, like every hepatitis there was he had. So he got a liver transplant. And after his liver transplant, it was gone. And it doesn't undo the damage that it's done, but it creeps it from doing it further. And I do not want a liver transplant for that, but God can do a liver transplant. I don't have to do on those anti-rejection meds and crap, and they wouldn't do it for that anyway. But
and God can heal what it's already done, too. You know, a liver transplant, like you're saying, it doesn't fix what the damage that's already been done, but God can.
He can.
God can and God does.
I have heard stories that he has actually dissolved metal and replaced it with bone. So,
yeah.
I have a lot of metal in my body. So,
yeah, I've got quite a bit. Not as much as you, but I've got it in a knee and in an ankle. But
it's not
fine. Well, let's pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that, Lord, we don't have to depend on the medical world. You know, you gave us medicine, and that's all well and good, and we thank you for that. But, Father, we know that you are the healer. Jesus, by his stripes, we were healed. Jesus paid for it all, said that Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. And, Lord, even any disease, anything that's wrong with us that takes away from abundant life, Lord, reduces the quality of life. You know, whether some say it might kill you or not, that's beside the point. Lord, you came to give us abundant life. And your word says having all sufficiency in all things. Well, that includes health, and that includes peace, and that includes feeling good. Those days that you just feel good and peace of mind and all of the good stuff. You know, being able to run and jump and carry on because we feel good. So, Father, I just speak your word over Greg, Lord, that by your stripes he was healed. Lord, that the life is in the blood of Jesus. The life is in the blood. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing healing to him, Lord, that he doesn't have to live with that anymore. Lord, he doesn't have to worry about a liver transplant. And, Lord, the all of the metal, Lord, your arm is not short to save. You are not limited in any way. God, you're not limited in any way. And, Lord, we know that it's your love and your good pleasure and your grace, Lord, your mercy, all of those things that moves towards us all the time, Lord, all of those things that causes you, and Lord, that you want to reach out and touch us, Lord, that Jesus already paid the full price. Lord, Jesus already paid the full price, and it is ours. It is ours. It belongs to us. It is ours, Lord. And Lord, we just receive in Jesus' name, Lord, we just reach out, Lord, with faith and expectancy, Lord, and just say, thank you, God, for healing. Thank you, Lord, for a total, complete healing. Lord, your word says that as many as touched the hem of Jesus' garment were made perfectly whole. And Lord, that's what we're asking is wholeness, not just healed from the disease, Lord, not just a new liver, but all of the effects and all the things that have happened up until this point, Lord, made whole. Every joint, every ligament, just everything, every part of it, Lord, even the trauma from days gone by, Lord, all of the surgeries and all of those things, all of the pain and the memories of the pain, Lord, even the Lord, that there's memories of pain in our cells have memory. Lord, even the cells cleanse of the memory of the pain and the memories of the traumas. Lord, everything brand new, every cell in his body, every joint in his body, Lord, every organ made new. Lord, this is the time. Lord, truly the time was when Jesus died on the cross, when he bled on the cross. Starting at that moment was the time. But, Lord, we know your word says that in the last days, Lord, that your glory is going to be poured out in such a tremendous way and that the latter glory will be greater than the former glory. And, Lord, we just look to you with expectancy and with thankfulness and say, thank you, Jesus, for what you did. Thank you, Father, for the promises of God. Thank you, Lord, that you're not only able but willing, even as it was in the Bible, the crippled man, and he said, Lord, you're able, you're willing. And the Lord says, I'm willing. If you're willing, you can help me. And the Lord says, I am. Father, we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Lord, we just thank you for wholeness. Lord, we thank you for restoration in every part of Greg's body, every part of his mind, every part of his soul. And, Lord, a brand new beginning. Lord, give him a testimony. Lord, you said, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we overcome Satan. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, for a testimony unlike any testimony he's ever had in his life. Lord, that'll go before him, Father, and give you glory, and draw many unto you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God is good.
Thank you, Gina.
You're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I just believe.
It's the mental one.
See things like we've never seen, and it starts now. It starts now. It's not for a lighter time.
Amen. And Jennifer and I have talked about it. It's so well documented because I go to the National Institutes of Health every 2 to 3 years. So everything's mm-hmm. documented, and that healing could not be denied.
That's right.
I've been under surveillance with them for 10 years. So they have 10 years of records, 10 years of proof that it was there, that it could not be denied.
Absolutely. See, that just makes such a wonderful testimony, such a wonderful
Absolutely.
Testimony. Praise God. We're going to see so much in it. Like I said, it starts now. It's not something in the future. It's now.
Amen.
It's now.
Amen.
From here on. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you.
Will you be blessed?
You too, Jeannie. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's nice getting to talk to you. Always love talking to you guys.
You too. Absolutely.
All right. Good night. Hi, 828-989. How are you, Miss Jennifer?
Hey. Kind of emotional after that.
So, girl. I tell you what, God's worth getting emotional over.
Yeah, I've been believing. I mean, I know it's done. I just have always known that and believe that for him. And just praising God as you were praying.
Thank you, Jesus. Absolutely. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, anything you're wanting to share tonight? Have y'all ever picked a date?
months and months ago, you had prayed for that for me. I don't know if you remember, mm-hmm. but I hung up from you, and I felt like the Lord gave me a date, but I don't think Greg was on board with that date, and we want to be on one accord, so no, there's no date that's set in stone, but
okay.
Yeah.
I keep expecting to hear a date sooner or later. Okay.
Oh, it's coming. Yeah.
It's coming.
It's his birthday on Sunday, this coming Sunday. So
this coming Sunday or this last Sunday?
It's this coming, yeah.
Well, happy birthday next Sunday, Greg.
I get to see him in this weekend.
Oh, good. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love it when you guys get to be together because I know y'all are so far apart.
Yeah. Yeah. Not for too long, hopefully. Not too much longer.
Yep. I agree. All right, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for things aligning. Things, it's like I see like the end of two strings, like coming together. Things connecting and aligning. And Father, I just thank you, Lord. I keep seeing, I actually saw this before I started praying for you. When these people are, they join the Air Force, and these young men and women, they take the flying lessons. They do all that training that they do. And then when they're ready, when they've graduated, they give them a set of wings, those little silver set of wings, and they pin them on their shirt. And it's like I see you getting your wings. I see you getting your wings, graduating and getting your wings. Some people say, oh, they got their wings when they're talking about people dying and go to heaven. This is not like that. This is like graduating, like stepping with graduating, like you have received your wings. You've gotten your flying orders, so to speak, or whatever. And it's like I just see you receiving that and being able to soar above situations that before have held you earthbound. And it's like with this graduation, with this new level, I guess you would say this, with this new level of really being able to soar above things. And I think I've given you similar words before, but not quite like this. But Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for Jennifer receiving her wings, Lord, that graduating into the what do they call that? Graduating and having that license to fly. Lord, having that license to fly in you. And Father, I thank you, Lord,
for the, like, even like the string is coming together, like things aligning and coming together. You know, and it's like I see these two strings like they're taut, you know, like they're pulled taut, tight. And it just, you know, you tie the strings and it makes a straight line, but it's like the ends coming together and it lining out. Huh. All right. That makes sense to me. The ends coming together and it lining out, whatever that is. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing her and Lord, for the joy that you're bringing her, the joy that she has, but the joy that you're bringing her, Lord, and that ability to soar above situations, Lord, that have kept her ground earthbound in the past, things that she's going to soar above, Lord, and soar with ease, Lord, because she's graduated, because you've given her that higher perspective, you've given her, Lord, she's graduated. She's graduated. Lord, she's been given her wings to soar. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for taking her in higher places, Lord, even places of authority. Lord, those areas, Lord, of overcoming, Lord, an overcomer. And as the word says, that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. Lord, that she's above those attacks. She's above those areas. Lord, that the enemy is under her feet always. He's under her feet in every situation. Now, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the joy and the soaring. The joy and the soaring and the freedom that she feels and will feel in all of that experience and that. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the lining out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. I love it when you confirm things. I so love that. You know, I'd gone for my little joyride with him this past weekend, and he showed me a lot of, like, street signs called Skyway and, well, you know, wings and all this stuff. And when I got home, my parents had been on a trip, and when I got home, I don't watch a whole lot of TV at all, but I took the time to what my mom had put on a movie, and I decided to spend some time with them, and she just randomly just put on Top Gun 2. I didn't even know there was a Top Gun 2. And I've just, after having, you know, the Lord speak to me on my drive, I thought, what are you, you know, you're definitely speaking, Lord. So that was just confirmation in what it's been
praise
showing
Lord.
Me. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I kept seeing those little silver wings like they give them and that they... And I guess maybe mm-hmm. commercial pilots have them too, but I, you know, it was more like people in the armed forces that they get those wings and they pin them on their shirt,
mm-hmm.
like you receiving your wings. So that's good. I just love the visuals that the Lord gives. They're so neat, you know,
to see
things the way God sees it and shows it, and it makes it so much more understandable and just fun. I mean, I just love how
mm-hmm.
God talks. And even the part about the two strings being connected, and then I heard lining out, and oh Lord, that makes so much sense. So praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of that has to do with the wedding. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things we're doing, like on his birthday, I mean, I was really shocked he wanted to do it, but we're actually going to a big wedding show there in Louisville. So I'm kind of excited about that. So,
oh, that's
you know.
Fun.
Yeah. So we're going to do that on his birthday, and God bless him for that.
That's cool. Yeah, that'd be neat. I've never been up in that part of the country. I would love to sometime, not during the winter, but that would be me.
I love Louisville. Lots and lots of horses.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I would love to go
mm-hmm.
to the Kentucky Derby. The crowds
mm-hmm.
would be kind of a bummer, but the horses would be fun.
That
would be quite an experience. And they have the Rolex
mm-hmm.
3-day there, too. That would be fun. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, anything in particular you want in prayer about, or?
You know, I was thinking about that, and God answered. I just want to share this testimony. I was thinking, like, what I needed, and I was going to have you pray for rest, and I'd been, like, putting books away and stuff, and I had I have, like, 20 books on my bed right now, and I'd picked one up, opened it to a random page right after rest came to mind, and the page said, "Yes, it's your hammock. The Father picked it out especially for you as a place of rest. Rest is so important to him that he finds very personal ways to teach or entice each of his kids towards such. There are plenty of people striving and too many sitting on their talents, but there are not nearly enough of the Father's kids who truly know how to rest and then their calling in the family." And when he, got this cabin, one of the things, I used to, like, go out in the woods all the time with my hammock. It was just our special time together. I would sit the whole day with my Bible, and this cabin that he provided had a hammock. And I used to sit out there every morning with him prior to my parents moving in, and I haven't done it for a while. And so I feel like I'm good because he answered my prayer pretty much. He spoke. So,
praise the Lord.
I think he wants to spend some time on the hammock together again, resting in him.
That sounds good. That sounds good. I've never had a hammock. I've wondered would I crawl in it and flip it over. But they look good. They look comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the trick's getting in and the getting out. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Thank you. Like, God is good.
You're welcome.
And God bless you. And I'm so sorry about your great nephew. We'll be praying for you and the family.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I feel so bad for his mom and dad, even though, like I said, they knew that it was eventually coming, but that was their only child. And really the only grandchild of my husband's sister, that was his sister's grandbaby. And she had two boys. The other one doesn't have any kids, and that was the only child of Penny and Curtis, so.
Well, I lost my firstborn, so that's really, like, my heart, I feel that pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'll be praying.
Thank you. All right.
You have a wonderful week.
You too. Y'all have a great week, and I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Let me get a drink right quick. All right, 678-543. I believe this is Deborah.
Yes. God bless you. How you doing, my sister?
I'm good. How are you, girl?
I am blessed, and I really enjoyed the testimony and the prayer thus far. And I was just led to call today because, and you are just happen to be speaking about heart conditions and healing, and so I just was led to call today because my pressure has been up, and I do take the medication and everything, but then come to find out, as my pressure has been up so high that the doctor had told me today, so I have to get more tests. They said that I have an enlarged heart, so I'm believing God that this heart would go back to normal in Jesus' name.
Yeah. That is
yes,
that,
ma'am.
Yeah. That's not, before I ever clicked on your number, I kept getting something about your heart, but I was thinking of your emotional heart. It didn't dawn on me that it was your physical heart, but before I ever clicked on your name, when I would see your number, I kept getting heart. My mind went to like something, an issue on your heart, something bothering you or something dear to your heart, so... Praise God, God's talking. It's just sometimes our part of understanding what he's saying. So absolutely, sweetie. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are the healer. And, Lord, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you make all things new. You make all things well. And, Lord, that Deborah was fearfully and wonderfully made. And, Father, we just decree over her that her body, her heart, her blood vessels, her blood pressure, everything would function as it was created to function. Lord created to function, which is perfectly and wonderfully. And Father, I just decree over her that her heart be normal, Lord, even as I kept sensing her heart, Lord, that your heart is for her and for her heart. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for correcting what has been damaged. Lord, even a new heart and new blood vessels. And Lord, that everything in her body would come into alignment, would come into a correction. Lord, that her blood pressure, Lord, would return to normal, Father.
Thank you.
Lord, we would even thank you for like 120 over 70, something like that, Father, that her blood pressure be good, like that of a youth. Lord, your word says that you renew our youth like an eagle's.
Yes, Lord, thank you,
so, Father, thank you, Lord, for even renewing her health, Lord, like that
thank
of
you, Lord.
Like that of her childhood, Lord, that she would have the health that she enjoyed even as a younger person. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing everything into correction, everything into alignment. Lord, that even astounding the doctors, Lord. And, Father, we just speak peace and rest over her body now, rest and peace over her mind. And, Lord, just that assurance, Lord, that the promises of God are hers, that Jesus bled and died for complete healing. Complete healing. It wasn't partial. It wasn't. He abundantly over just to every extreme paid every price. Lord, that those stripes that he took, Lord, that they covered every disease, everything. There was nothing left out. He extravagantly paid for our healing. He extravagantly paid for our freedom. He extravagantly paid, Lord, for redemption for us. And abundance again. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, now for the healing for Deborah. Lord, for a brand new heart. A brand new heart. Total restoration. Total restoration. And, Lord, all of the blood vessels, all of the arteries that connected to that. Lord, for every part. Every part healed. Every whit whole. Lord, perfectly whole. In Jesus' name. Amen, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We celebrate you. We thank you, Lord, for a complete and total healing now.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much. God bless you. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. I'm believing God. I just believe.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it.
We call it done. We call it done and just continue to thank the Lord. Just continue to thank the Lord. We just call it done. That his word does not return unto him void, but it accomplishes everything that it's sent to do.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, sweetie, is there anything else you wanted to share tonight or anything on your heart?
Remember my, son that he has come back, to the Lord, and also my daughter, she had to go to Chicago for conference, and, me as a mother, and, when your children, when they go
right,
out, you're like, oh, Lord, Lord, take care, and my daughter, she says, Mom, you don't have to worry, the Lord's going to take care of me. I said, honey, I know you, but you're in Chicago, and I had I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, take care of her. The Lord let me know, didn't I take care of you? But here I am. I'm like, well, Lord, these days are different. And he told me I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes,
he said, I took care of you when you were in the military, took you over to Germany, begged you back home. And he said, and I can take care of her. And, it was just that fear that there and you just be thinking about this and that and the other, but I thank the Lord because that's what I was asking him for, peace, and just for my son to come back to the Lord. He knew the Lord, and Lord have mercy, he knew the Lord, and some sort of way he did get married, And but he married some woman that was into, that was from Dominican Republic, and she practices, you know, witchcraft and and my son is not the same, and I have, you know, my three grandkids, and he's just not the same. He talk about, you know, just a whole lot of different things. He never told me that she did witchcraft. I mean, the Lord had laid on my heart, but I can tell at times when he's under a spell, and just pray, you know, his deliverance and his deliverance, that he come back to the Lord. And not only he, you know, but also, you know, his wife too, that she would come, you know.
Sure.
First I was angry. I was upset. And I, you know, I did say a couple of things, not bad words or nothing like that, but I'm just saying, but because I was angry, I was hurt that this, you know, that the enemy just slipped in. And so that's, you know, my prayer for my son and my daughter. You know,
Well, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that, Lord, as people's eyes are opened, her son and his wife, Lord, as their eyes are opened to truth, says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And, Lord, as their eyes are opened to the wiles of the devil and the lies of the enemy, Lord, and to the truth of who Jesus Christ is, the Savior, the one that died for them, the one that loves them. And, Lord, that they see with their own heart and their own eyes that it's the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that it's Jesus that can give life and life more abundantly, Lord, that as they have that revelation and that encounter with God,
Lord,
that they will push far from them anything that has to do with the enemy, Lord, and come running to you, their Savior, their protector, their cleanser, the one that gives eternal life, the one that truly covers and protects them, the one that has destiny and purpose for their lives, the one that loved them before they were even formed in their mother's womb. Lord, your word says it's the love of God that draws people to repentance, Lord. It's not fear tactics. It's not accusation. It's not anything else. It is the love of God that draws people to repentance. And Lord,
yes,
that's such a true revelation of your love, a true revelation that you are really for them, that you are for them. And Lord, as they see that, that reality, Lord, that it'll draw their hearts in a way that they've never known. It'll draw their hearts, Lord, like a moth to a flame, and that they'll run towards the light, Lord, and abandon all of the lies of the enemy and everything that's connected to him. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that the word says, Lord, that unless the Holy Spirit draw them, no one comes unto the Lord, comes to God, except the Holy Spirit draw them. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the drawing. We thank you, Lord, for loving on them, and Lord, for removing the scales from their eyes, Lord, giving them those encounters, those eye-opening, come to Jesus encounters, Lord, those times that they see truth, and the realization of what's truly going on there. And we thank you, Father, for protecting them and keeping them, and Lord, her daughter too, Lord, that, Lord, you're God in Chicago just like you're God in Texas or God in any other place, Lord, and that the angels just be with her and surround her and keep her. Father, give her wisdom, and Lord, and let her hear your voice. Lord, if there's an area she's to stay out of, Lord, let her hear your voice and keep her safe. Lord, keep her safe. Lord, guide her steps, direct her steps. And Lord, keep her hidden in you with your angels around her in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just speak peace over Deborah. Lord, that she just rest in your goodness and rest in your love. And Lord, it rests that you are her shepherd. You're all of our shepherd, Lord. You are our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, it's the shepherd that protects the sheep. The sheep don't protect themselves. You are the one. We are the sheep of your pasture, and you're the one that protects us. You're the one that looks out for us. You're the one that defends us. You're the one
thank
that feeds
you,
us. You're the one, Lord, that leads us in green pastures. So, Father, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you. And we just give you all the glory and all of the thanks and all of the honor and adoration. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, hon. You're more than welcome. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for waiting. And you have a blessed
ma'am,
week, sweetie.
Yes, ma'am. You do the same. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see here. 240-482.
Hello, this is Valerie from North Carolina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, girl?
Hanging in there.
Good, good, good. Your number is so similar to another lady's number, but sometimes I'm like, okay, now which one is it? When people call in earlier, I have time to look up the names, but then when they call in later, I don't always have a chance to look them up. Anyhow, thanks for calling in tonight. So, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Valerie, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for vindication. Father, thank you, Lord, for vindication. I just immediately heard that word. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even in vindication, Lord, that we just give you thanks and glory, Lord, that we expect, Father, as you as our Father, a jealous Father and a Father that loves us, that a Father defends his children. And even as I was telling Deborah, that the Lord is our shepherd, Lord, that the shepherd looks out for the sheep. The sheep do not have to defend themselves. They run to the shepherd, and the shepherd defends them. And, Father, thank you, Lord, that at no time do we gloat over vindication or anything like that. Lord, it's just always thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for, Lord, even in all situations, Lord, of you bringing blessing and bringing help and bringing change even to all parties. To all parties, Lord, to all involved, Lord, that there be the God part of it, Lord, even, whether it's us or someone else, Lord, even in correction, Lord, that the love of God is in all of it, Lord, because we see truth and Lord, even in correction, Lord, it's that you love us and that you're working in our lives. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for new roads in Valerie's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for new acquaintances, new relationships. Well, that just slipped. I wasn't trying to say relationships, but it just went blah. But and that may or may not be like male relate. I mean, that may not necessarily be intimate relationships, but I just like sent to new relationships, new meetings is the way I heard it. Like new meetings, new acquaintances, people that you have not met yet, or maybe you met them, but not in a personal way. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for all that you have in store for Valerie. And Father, I thank you, Lord, even for wrapping some things up, Lord, for wrapping some things up. Father, I thank you for that. And I actually see like a gift. I know the Lord wraps up loose ends, but I see wrapping some things up. I'm seeing like a gift wrapped up, wrapping some things up. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, even for the gifts from the Lord. Lord, sometimes even unexpected gifts, things that we experience. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for loose ends wrapped up. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those gifts. Blessings from the Lord, gifts from God, Lord, that because you love us, sometimes that are totally unexpected. Father, we thank you for that. And Lord, I just speak a blessing over Valerie. And Lord, I just
speak peace over her mind, Lord, and peace over her children, Lord, and abundance and provision over them in every way. And, Lord, that the children's hearts, Lord, that their hearts be kept and protected, that their hearts be healed in every way.
Thank you,
Lord. And, Father, that they would just hear your voice, Lord, that they would begin to sense you, sense your presence, sense you in a new way. Lord, in a new way that maybe they've not sensed before, just the reality that you're involved in their lives and that you love them and that you care for them and that you're working around their lives in every which way, Lord, and that you've been there all the time, that they've never been alone, that you're with them even when a parent's not there, even when maybe they feel alone, that they come to that true realization that you're with them and that they can talk to you at any time, Lord, and you're always going to hear them. You're always listening. But Father, I just thank you for Valerie, and Father, I thank you for the days that are ahead, that she looked forward to them with gladness and with expectation, and Lord, most of all, with peace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
What you were saying about vindication and, even what you were praying for the kids, I was actually praying the same thing for them with a friend of mine last night. I mean, almost verbatim.
Thank you, Jesus.
About them knowing that, you know, the Lord is with them and that they have a sense of his presence and reality and, you know, so, and just the whole healing and just so many different things. So I'm so encouraged.
Thank you, God.
That you're praying the same thing. Mm-hmm.
That's just,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. That's confirmation to me, too. Praise God.
Thank you,
Lord.
And, it's interesting. You pray for me so many times, and one of the things that you always pray about is kind of like new beginnings, a new road, a new, you know, and so I'm looking forward to, you know, just, and also, you know, the what you were saying about wrapping things up, that,
mm-hmm,
you know, I have
mm-hmm.
actually received that word before, and I definitely felt, you know, and when I first received it, it was confirmation because I felt like, you know, I just have a lot of loose ends I need to tie up. I had never thought about it the way you mentioned tonight, though, in terms of it being a gift, and that's really that's awesome. So, I thank you so much. I'm very encouraged.
Lord,
by your prayer.
That was interesting. As I started talking about things being wrapped up, that's what I saw was a gift being wrapped.
Neat. I wanted to actually ask for prayer for two things. One, I have upcoming custody issue. And just for prayer for things to work out. I haven't seen my son my oldest on a consistent basis for a few months. And it's just been a tough situation, a really difficult situation, not just for him, but for the other kids who don't see their dad. And so my prayer is just that, just for resolution and that I would be able to see my son again. And
yeah,
I also, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. What else?
I just wanted to, you know, I'm thinking about searching for a new job, and I'm not really sure on if that's something that I should be doing right now. And I would just like just to get clarity from the Lord about, you know, that he would speak to me about, you know, what my next step should be. Should I, you know, plan to stay, plan to look elsewhere? You know, I don't want to just step out on my own and make these decisions because I know that, you know, it's a lot of repercussions. So that was
right. Yeah, my sense is that the Lord's going to give you clarity on that. Just, you know, as you're talking about that, I just God's going to give you a real clarity on that. And whether or not he puts something in your path that you hear about or coming in, but I just sense that you're going to have clarity on that, whether it's to be still or whether that you're going to know. But, Father, thank you, Lord, for going before her, Lord, in this custody battle, Lord, that you speak peace to the storm, Lord, that even before that case begins, Lord, even before they step into court that day, Lord, that you speak peace to the storm, Lord. And as you were talking about it, Valerie, that's what as you were telling me about it, that's what I kept sensing, is like just as Jesus spoke peace to the storm, that God speaking peace to the storm, even before you enter the building, God just bringing a speaking peace to it. Father, I thank you, Lord. For just speaking quiet to that storm, Lord, that where the enemy would try to stir up discontent and argument and strife, Lord, that you even go before her and make the crooked places straight, Lord, that you speak into that and quiet that, Lord, we just speak over it now, a quietness and a peace, and Lord, we tell the enemy to be quiet. To be quiet.
Yes.
Lord, and I thank you, Father, for the authority that you have, Lord, to speak to the storm and make it be still and make it be quiet. Lord, even in the Word, they said, who is this that he can even quiet the storms? And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for going before her, Lord, and quieting that storm and telling it to be quiet, to be still. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. And Lord, we thank you for that, that things go smoothly and go according to protocol. They go, Lord, that things go orderly, that things go in a positive way. And Lord, that the enemy not be able to stir up strife in that.
In Jesus' name,
Lord,
thank
we just
you.
Thank you for it. We thank you for it, and Lord, I just thank you, Father, for moving on Valerie's behalf, Lord, for favor and for help, Lord, and Lord, for blessing the kids, Lord, for just bringing blessing and bringing. Your will be done. Father, your will be
done.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless you too, sweetie. We just thank you for calling in, and it's always just a joy to talk with you and to pray for you.
Thank you. You are such a blessing. Truly,
thank you
so much.
You're welcome. Well, you have a great week.
You too.
All right. God bless. All right. Make sure I don't lose my place here. One more drink. I'm like Randy. I do drink a whole lot of water. Let me see. 251. Wait a minute. Did I just lose my spot? Okay, no. 251-34. I believe this is Latrice.
Hey, Julie, this is Latrice from Alabama.
Hi, girl. How are you doing tonight?
It is well. How are you?
I'm good. I get tickled myself
so
with these numbers. These numbers, as people dial in and people hang up, the numbers get to moving, and it's almost it's like, wait a minute, where'd that go? It's kind of it's comical almost, trying to keep up with it.
I know it is.
Thank you for holding. Thank you for waiting on me here. Let's pray for you.
Not a problem.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for Latrice. And Father, I just thank you, Father, for for the authority, Lord, that you've given her an authority in her voice, an authority, Lord, an authority in a natural realm, but, Lord, authority in a spiritual realm. And, Father, thank you, Lord, for giving her the ability to, Lord, to call those things that be not as though they were, and to do it in faith, to do it in confidence, Lord, and to see things shift, to see things shift, to see things materialize, to see things come into being. Lord, calling those things that be not as though they were. And, Lord, knowing that it cannot defy the Word of God, that it can nothing can defy the Word of God, nor can it defy the anointing of God. Lord, that it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. And, Father, thank you, Lord, that even though at times the enemy, and he does it in everyone's life, at times the enemy tries to cause delay, as we're obedient, as we keep declaring your word, Lord, as we move in those realms and in those timings, Lord, that you have called forth, that you cause us to, Lord, that the enemy cannot stop what you've started. The enemy cannot stop what you have purposed and planned for our lives. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the timing. I'm just like I'm hearing the timing is now, that the timing is now, Lord. Father, I thank you for that. Lord, the timing is now, and I just hear breakthrough. I hear breakthrough. I hear breakthrough. Father, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that there is a time, there is a day, there is a time that comes, Lord, even as Elisha, Lord, as they looked for the cloud the size of a man's hand, and he said, gird up your loins. And he started to run. Said, no, that's it. Sometimes what we see, and I can feel the anointing on this, sometimes what we see, it may look like nothing. We think, well, that's just a cloud the size of a man's hand. What kind of rain could be in that? What kind of storm could be in that? What kind of water could be in that? He said, when the servant came and told him, there's a cloud the size of a man's hand. But see, he had been looking for it. He said, go look, go back and look. There's nothing there. Go back and look again. There's nothing there. Then he says, there's a cloud the size of a man's hand. And so he pulled up his skirt, whatever they were, his robe, and he began to run. And yet the flood came, the water, the rains came. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for that cloud the size of a man's hand. Lord, as Latrice has been looking. Father, she's been looking. She has been looking. And, Lord, we don't have to see what looks like a big rolling storm coming in, Lord. When we see that cloud the size of a man's hand, Lord, then we can say, yes, it's here. It's here. And decree that it is here. Decree that it has happened. Decree that now is the time. And, Lord, to begin to run with the vision. Begin to run with the promises that you've given us. And, Father, we just decree and declare now is the time. And, Father, we thank you in advance. We thank you in advance, Lord, for that cloud the size of a man's hand. Lord, we thank you now for the rain. We thank you, Lord, now for the outpouring. We thank you, Lord, now for the manifestation of the things that you've promised, the things that you've put in her heart, the things that she has been looking for. Just the same, Lord, as Elisha was looking the cloud. Go check the sky. Go check the sky. Go look again. She's been looking, Father. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to your word. Lord, that you are faithful. Lord, you do not disappoint. Father, you are faithful. And we just praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Praise
well,
Jenny,
you hit that. My prayer request is manifestation, and you just pull that on out. So I'm still looking, and it should be any day now.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Believing God, I've had the imposter. Now I believe it's time for Boaz to bring his behind on and everything else line up.
Yes, ma'am. It is time. You know, thank you, God. It is time. So praise
Amen.
The Lord. Praise God. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. But anything you were wanting to share tonight, sweetie? Anything on your heart? Anything?
Not at the moment, but I am still in expectation, and I believe that it shan't be long.
I agree. I totally agree.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And when it comes through, you'll be one of the first to know.
Praise God. I expect it. I'll be listening, girl. I'll be looking for your number.
Amen. And thank
Amen.
You so much, Jenny. And you have a
You're
blessed
welcome,
night.
Girl. You too.
All right. Good
All right.
night.
Talk to you again. 251-229.
Hi, Prophetess Jenny. How are you?
I'm good. This is Sarah.
This is Sarah.
All right. I thought it was. Well, good to hear from you, sweetie. You doing good?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good. Well, let's pray for you. Well, was there something you want to share first? Something on your heart?
My sister, she's, needing prayer, her and my daughter, basically them, uniting, peaceably in the Lord, forgiveness and loving each other, that kind of thing.
Okay.
They had a little spat, but it'll work out.
Yeah. People are still people. Yeah. Okay. All right. Father, I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for Sarah. And Father, I thank you, Lord. Sarah, even as you were speaking, I could see you taking, all I could see was the arm, but I could see you taking someone by the hand and you leading someone. And even after you, as you were talking and telling the situation, that may well have to do that. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for giving Sarah the ability to lead others and to influence others, Lord, to influence others, Lord, in godly decisions, in life decisions, Lord, that can be, Lord, even in leading people to the Lord, but, Lord, leading people into submitting to you, Lord, leading people into wise life decisions. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the ability that she has to influence others and to lead others. You know, even the term that they use, you know, in the church, they said that we lead people to the Lord. And Father, her ability to relate to people, her ability to counsel others, really. And honestly, what I'm sensing is like an ability to counsel people without them realize they're being counseled. That's a different one. I don't know if I've ever told anybody that before. But that ability to share with people and to share your heart and to speak wisdom into their lives and to help people see perspectives that maybe they hadn't considered. Because so often it's the way we look at something that influences how we react or respond to things. And sometimes just the input of a different viewpoint helps people to look at things a little differently and helps them consider differently. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for that ability that you have put within Sarah, the ability to influence, the ability to lead, the ability even where wise counsel is concerned. And, Lord, that it not ever being in a controlling way or in an accusing way, that's never her heart. But, Lord, that ability to do that in love and in concern, that it always comes off very palatable, very digestible to others because it's done in love, and people receive love. People receive love in such an open way. Love tears down walls and changes things that other things never can, because love is so alive. It's the strongest force in all the world. There's no greater power in all the world, in all of existence than love. Nothing can tear down walls and barriers like love can.
And Father, I just speak into the lives of her sister and her daughter, Lord, that, Lord, that in that case too, Lord, that love never fails. Lord, even for blood kin concerns, sometimes some of our hardest, most difficult battles and our hardest deals can be family matters. Some of those can be the most challenging of all. But, Lord, there's also a great bond in family, a love that's, Lord, that's created through the blood, Lord. And, Father, I just speak peace over those two. And, Lord, understanding, Lord, that your love would do a precious and a deep work. But, Lord, that even using Sarah, Lord, Lord, as a mediator at times between the two. Lord, just as Jesus is our mediator, and we're so very thankful for you, Lord. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your spirit working in all of this. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, that what you've put in Sarah, Lord, it even goes beyond her daughter and her sister, Lord, that this is something that you have put within her, Lord, to be able to help lead, meaning to help influence in other circles and in other groups and in other families, in other connections, Lord. But being done through love so that it's received, so that it's well and easily received and easily easy palatable. That's the only word I think that is very palatable to people. Easy for them to receive it. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for it. And I thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in our life. And I just speak the peace of God and the abundance of God. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for all of the many talents and blessings and creativity that you have put within Sarah. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for protection for her and protection for her family and her loved ones. And, Lord, just your highest and best. Lord, your highest and best. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank the Lord for you once again. And love conquers everything. And for the most part of it, and all parts of it. And they love each other and understand it. So they're on the phone now.
Oh, good.
That's part of family. That's part of family. You know, you may have a misunderstanding, but that's part of family. That's how that's how it sometimes goes. But you have to tell the enemy, hey, you know, today you think you've got it going on, but you really don't. God has the last say.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
And if you would keep me in your prayer concerning my job, if you would just keep me in prayer concerning it, it's pretty much, I guess you want to call it, not really stressful. I mean, the only thing about it is physical. You know, you're always moving. But I thank the Lord for that, you know. I thank the Lord for being for him giving me the energy and the strength. So I just pray that the Lord continues to bless me, you know, doing that on my job.
Yeah. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Sarah in the job. And, Father, I thank you, Lord. You know, when you were talking, I kept hearing finishing up. I don't know what that is. Finishing up. I don't know if God's going to bless you with a different job, but I just heard finishing up. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for giving clarity on that. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just blessing Sarah, Lord, in her energy and in her ability, Lord, and blessing her, Lord, even, Lord, that you give promotion. Promotion comes from the Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that if you've got a bigger and a better paying, Lord, if you've got a job blessing for Sarah, Lord, that it comes forth, Lord, that you connect her in the right places at the right time. And, Lord, I just thank you for doing that. Lord, that you will show her. Lord, you will show her and Lord, that she'll have that confirmation. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for directing her path there. Father, I thank you, Lord, for directing her path. And, Lord, I just thank you for the blessings that you pour out on us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, as always, I love you. I thank the Lord for you and your prophetic anointing and giftings. And may the Lord truly bless you.
God bless you, too, sweetie. I appreciate it. I receive it. I receive it. All right. Well, you have a great week, hon.
Okay, you too.
All right. That's all for tonight. I just want to speak a blessing to each and every one and say I love you guys, and I sure do appreciate you. And y'all have a wonderful week. I will talk to you next week. Good night.